testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey. Rejoicing the heart, the commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey.
Have a title for this, and our title is Learning Through Our Dark Times. Learning Through Our Dark Times. It's a lot easier for us to serve God and to walk with Him and to get excited about God when everything seems to be clear, bright, sunny, joyful, and so on. But we know that life is not like that. We know that there are the dark times and periods. There are the times where we're tested. There are times when we feel that God has deserted or left us. And we need to learn to stand and endure through all the conditions, whether it be light or darkness. The test of a Christian, an overcomer, is to stand whatever the situation, whatever the circumstances, and to know that God never changes, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And one of the works that we will find that God does with us is to make us resolute, firm, standing upon that foundation. That foundation, of course, Jesus Christ. The one who has overcome, the one who is immovable, who stands through every trial, obstacle, storm, or whatever it would be. And that is what He teaches us. And that is why we're those sojourners, those pilgrims passing through. That whatever obstacle we face, it will not stop us from pressing in to the high calling that is in Christ Jesus. And that's really what I want to look at today. And if we turn to Matthew chapter 10 and verse 27... Matthew chapter 10 and verse 27, there is something of interest here that Jesus says. Now, He's leading up here with regard to teaching the disciples and to not fear. saying that whatever is hidden, whatever the enemy tries to cover up, all will come to the light, all will be exposed. We have nothing to fear, especially now with what we're hearing and happening globally. We're seeing things happening now on a huge level. And we're hearing such statements to these problems around the world. They're calling it a biblical crisis or a biblical epic or whatever. Isn't it interesting? It's amazing how in time of trial, unregenerate man will still turn to the Word of God. Because the Word of God cannot be destroyed. The Word of God cannot be hid. It is God's revelation to man, whether we choose to believe it and read it or not. And Jesus says something very clear here in verse 27. Whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light. And what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. Now, of course, what he's saying here in the context is that whatever the situation, whatever we're going through, or whether we're in the dark or we're being tested, we still have a message to proclaim because it doesn't change. However we may feel or what we're going through, God's message of salvation, that good news of the gospel, doesn't change just because I don't feel very well. Or I've fallen out with God. Or I don't like what he's doing in my life at the moment. Whatever we're going through, the message doesn't change. That is the point. And so God has to teach us these deep things, doesn't he? They don't just come overnight. It's a lifelong walk with the Lord, learning, particularly in our trials, how to stand. Because that is the true test. We can proclaim the Lord on the housetops, on the top of the mountains. It's when we're being tried and tested. And that is where our faith matures and grows. I remember years ago, going through a deep trial, and I felt as though God had left me. I had a little inkling, and that's all it is, of what Jesus must have felt in his flesh when he said, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" That was real to him in his flesh. And sometimes we go through experiences like that. And I remember God comforting me and speaking to me through that time. And he said to me, not in a visible voice, but in a very strong impression, "Son, I am actually closer to you now than ever you could realize." And that was a huge breakthrough for me and a revelation. And it made me realize that whatever my feelings or my emotions or whatever it is I'm going through, all of that is going to pass, and they do. But God's love, preservation over our lives, your life, my life, never changes. And that is the whole point. He is closer to us than ever we realize. It's just the obstacles that get in the way, and so often self that gets in the way. Well, very well. He says here then, doesn't he, in verse 27, "Whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light." Now remember the title we've given today, "Learning Through Our Dark Times." You see, there are times when God allows us to go through the experience and discipline of darkness. in order to teach us to hear and obey him. Sometimes there's no other way in your life or my life where he wants to get that faith and obedience out of us, and he's going to have to allow us for a season to go into that dark experience. I know I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again in learning. In nature, animals, and particularly birds, they're taught to sing in the dark and in the night. And a lot of those lovely songs, sounds that come from nature, from birds and so on, is actually predatory in nature. It's to preserve them. It's to keep them and protect them. That is why so often at night, the sounds of animals and birds takes on a different sound. And a lot of it is to preserve them, to keep them, to protect them. It's about survival. Well, how much more does God do that with us? You see, God at times plants us in the shadow of his hand. And he keeps us there until we learn to hear him. In fact, many times in your life and my life, we have learnt to hear God, not out in the light, not out on the mountain tops, but in the shadow of his hand, in the stillness in the night. That's where often we hear God. And it is important that we hear God. It is important that we hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. It is important that we hear what God is saying today, now. Yesterday, last week, is history, is gone. You need to hear God speak today. I need to hear God speak today. And he does, if we want to hear. But there's a way that he trains us in order to hear. Let's turn to Isaiah 49 and verse 2. Isaiah 49 and verse 2. He has made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he has hidden me and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver, he has hidden me. That is what Isaiah says here in the context of Jesus coming and who will be a light to the Gentiles. It's in the context of the fact that the Gentile nations up until the time of Jesus were walking in darkness, lost. Now, the contrast here is that when we find ourselves in darkness, we're not lost when we're with Jesus. Because what he's doing with that darkness is to make you sensitive to his voice. We know how God uses everything. That is why our life and walk is a miraculous life and walk. Because God uses everything in which to glorify his name, to do a work in your life and my life. Yes, he even uses our shortcomings and our sin. And he has a way of turning us around and using it for his glory so that we can learn. So whatever your circumstances, whatever you find yourself in, and maybe you are in a dark period at the moment, you praise God, because that is where he's teaching you. That is where your discernment is coming. That is where your endurance to be able to stand and meet the following day or the next week or the next year if he tarries. Praise God for this. You see, when going through dark times, it makes you appreciate the light when you come out at the other end. And that's where we give him all the joy and all the praise and glory. That dark period produced something more of Jesus Christ in your life and my life. But boy, when you come out the other end, don't you appreciate the light? You see the light even greater. That light is different from the light you experience some weeks back or a year back or whatever it is. Look what that dark period has produced in seeing more and more of the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You see, if there's fear or unbelief, it may at times have to take the dark times in which to deliver you. That's the only way you're going to get delivered from fear, from unbelief, or the fear of man. The trouble is, the fear of man in the church, it paralyzes a church. It paralyzes its witness, its boldness, its stand, its proclamation. And if there's anything that God's doing, he's allowing the church, he's allowing saints to go through these dark periods to deliver us from this fear. So that we have a message in these last days that is credible. That this world that out there that's dying has something to listen to. We know the powers of darkness are threatening the Christian message. We know that the powers of darkness are threatening when we declare and say boldly that I am the way, the truth, and the life, which Jesus said he is. We stand bold in that and not retract whatever the threatenings of the enemy are through people. And to achieve that, I believe the Lord's allowing these dark periods. The Lord is allowing dark periods for FGA to deliver from this fear. So that we can stand boldly in these last days. That we have a message and that we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And compromise. I believe that is what he's doing. That is what he's doing. You see, these dark periods, the dark times that he allows us to go through, causes the senses to become more sensitive, hearing God's voice. As I was preparing this message in the week, I did a little test on myself. I put all the lights out and I tried to walk through the house without any light. Now, we all know our own homes and we know where things are and everything, but the moment it's completely dark, your whole senses, everything about you completely changes. And the moment you're in that situation, one of the first things that you become sensitive to is hearing. Because your eyes are not working. You can't see. So your hearing becomes very, very sensitive. And the second thing is you put your hands out as you slowly walk for touch. And I did this so that I wanted to experience just something of this as I give this message. And then when the lights went back on, then you're back into your normal senses that you use. That is what God is doing with us, brothers and sisters. the dark times, it's to teach you that it will pass. Same as the four seasons that we go through. The weather, emotions, feelings, it doesn't last. If you're feeling down or sorrowful, it will pass. Because it does. And even the dark times, they will pass. And that is what helps us to stand and endure and to stay with this, no matter how dark it is at present. But remember that if it is a dark time and period, that is a place where God is teaching us to have a greater faith, a boldness, a standing, and so on. Sometimes God has to take us not only individually, but corporately through those experiences. And I believe at the moment FGA is going through this. God will not have this apathy. He won't have this lukewarmness, this cowering away, running away. He won't have it, so he knows what to do. Because brothers and sisters, we are mightily blessed, enriched with the Word of God. We have fresh manna week after week after week. What are we doing with it? Do we stand when trials come or when things are different or things happen? Or do we cower away? That is the question. And that is why he will allow dark times, dark periods. Because when you go through darkness, or you're in a dark period and time, your routine is uprooted. The things that we get used to each day suddenly changes. The same as the experience when I walked in darkness. My routine of walking around the house unaided suddenly was abated, completely different. It changed. And that is what he allows us to go through sometimes, brothers and sisters. Why? Because he loves us. And he's doing such a deep and great work in our lives. And so you see, when God puts you in the dark, that is a time when you keep your mouth closed. Your trials or your circumstances, when you speak in the dark, you will probably say the wrong thing. I have found at times when I've been in dark periods, it's not actually a time to do a lot of talking. I've started to call out to God, and it's almost as though God's saying, keep your mouth shut. Learn what I'm trying to teach you. And sometimes it is just a time to not say anything. Darkness is a time to listen, to be still. Don't even talk to other people about what you're going through or what's happening at times. Don't read books or put your ears to things. Or, Lord, I've got to have a verse. Let me read the scriptures. Or let me listen to a message or whatever it is. Sometimes God doesn't want that from you. Just be still in that dark and listen. Because he wants to speak. I'm reminded of young Samuel when God spoke to him in the night and he thought it was Eli. You know the story, and he went out and said, I'm here, what do you want? And on the third time, Eli, of course, knew that God was speaking to him, and he said, listen, remain, stay there and listen to what God has to say. You see how we can mistake him? When God speaks, We go to different sources or whatever it is, and we find we don't get any answer. Why? Because God wants to speak to you. And very often, when the voice of God speaks to you, he comes also with healing in his wings to deliver you and change you. And so that darkness then that we go through is to make us sensitive, to make us aware of the voice of God. You know, many Christians want to hear God speak to them, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's a healthy sign. But you've got to be trained, you've got to be taught to hear God's voice. Because if God were to speak straight away because you want to hear him, you would probably run away. You wouldn't probably be able to handle it. And so God has to prepare us. He has to place us in the shadow of his hand. I'm reminded that Moses wanted to see God. So God had to hide him in the cleft of the rock as he moved over, and he saw the back view of the glory and presence of God. That was enough. God had to do that. He would have burnt up. He wouldn't have been able to take it. And so it's the same with us. We're dealing with Almighty God, the creator and maker of the heavens and the earth. No beginning, no end. That's the one whom you're going before. And so he prepares us in which to speak to us. And when he speaks, when he reveals himself, you're never the same. Your life changes. You've had a revelation of God that you didn't have 24 hours earlier. So don't be put off by this. Hunger for this. Expect this in your life. But God has to prepare you first before he speaks to you. Because you'll burn up otherwise. You won't be able to take it. And that's why you see darkness at times is to help us hear. And what does it say back in Matthew 10, 26? What does it say here? Therefore, do not fear. Whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light. What you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. And so that is a lot of what it's about. The dark is to make us sensitive, not only to the voice of God, but the dark is to help us to hear so that we can preach on the housetops, that we have a message. Brothers and sisters, I have to go through dark experiences with God in order to be able to hear the voice of God, to be able to preach on the housetops. Do you think that this just comes by sitting down and just opening up the scriptures? It doesn't. God places the unction, the anointing upon ministry. But that anointing, although it's free, costs you everything. And it takes dark periods and times to have a message to preach. But God's doing the same with you as well. It's not just left to ministry. He is going to allow you to go through those times in order for when you speak, you have something to share, to preach, that is anointed, that will glorify God, that is not just a load of hot air or patronizing people, which sadly a lot of it can be. That's why he does what he does with you and me. It's that darkness is to help us to proclaim the gospel on the housetops. Because our gospel is not hid. And how the enemy tries to hide this, to suppress it, to get us to compromise, and so on. But God knows, as I say so often, just keep staying with it, keep coming, keep listening, and that deliverance is there, because our deliverance, our change, is in the Word of God. Because faith comes as we hear the Word of God. That is why our meetings, coming under the anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ, is so powerful, so essential, because it changes our lives. That is why he's restoring us back, as it says in Ephesians 4, under the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, for the maturing, perfecting, for the ministry of the church, the saints. That's what's being restored now in these last days. Religion isn't going to do this. Thank God, God is not religious. Sadly, man is, but God isn't. It's religion that does so much damage. But praise God, his word will never be suppressed. The message that he's given to the church will never be hid, but brought out as a light on a lampstand. And how does he do it? By allowing us at times to go through those dark periods. You see, many times God has been speaking, sometimes for days. But how long does it take me to listen? And of course, when we do, then the grace is always there. So these dark periods, in order for God to speak, is essential, because when God does speak, his grace is also there to receive it. Do you know, brothers and sisters, the reason you've been able to stay in this room for nearly an hour and not go off like a lot do is because God's grace has worked through you in order to receive it. And a lot of that has come because of the dark periods, the dark times in which he's training you, teaching you to hear his voice. Is that not wonderful? Isn't that amazing how God works? Because he works it within our hearts. Because unless the heart of man is changed, we will never walk by faith. Because whatever is in our hearts will come out. As Jesus said, it's not what goes into a man that defiles him, it's what comes out. And that's why he's circumcising the heart, changing these hearts of stone to hearts of flesh, so that we can walk in God's ways and keep his commandments and walk in that unbroken fellowship that we have with him. And so we have to go through the light and through the dark so that we have a message, a good news, a gospel. And when the light finally comes, it will be seen and it will be effective. It seems very little is happening. It seems very little is happening spiritually in the Church of Jesus Christ. I'm talking about the true church, the remnant of Christ, those that are not under man but under the headship of Jesus Christ. It seems little is happening. We know of the imagery of Revelation 12 of the woman who's pregnant with the man-child. Again, that is a place of darkness in the womb. But that darkness is maturing, perfecting the sons of God. And one day, we will come out of that darkness. The church will come out of this darkness where we're being molded and perfected and worked upon. And there will be a message, an anointing that will be heard. That is why I believe in the latter rain and the greater works that will come. But this darkness has been a long time. But never fear, it is for a reason. And we will see at the end, when we come out of this dark period and time, we will see the glory of the light of God like we have never seen or experienced before. And that is why I hold on to this, brothers and sisters. This is why I never let this message go, because I am aware of the darkness and what God is training us in and for and to do for the last days. So don't give up. Keep with it. God loves us. He's invested so much in us. This is not a time to compromise or to go back. Just stay in the circumstances. Stay in the palm of his hand where he has got us. And in that time, he will reveal his peculiar treasure to this dying world. Heavenly Father, thank you for your comforting words today. Lord, you know how to comfort us both in and out of season. You know how to speak life into our hearts. Lord, it's not always easy. There are times when we feel we have no more strength, I can't go on. But you have shown us today, Lord, that we're not to fear this darkness, but that it is your teaching and training us to hear from you. Help us, Father, to learn. Help us, Lord, to shut our mouths and just be still and listen to you. You know everything. There's nothing that's hid from your eyes, and we stand naked before you. You know us better than we know ourselves, but you never give up on us. Your love is always there, working, perfecting, changing, so that we become more and more like Jesus. Father, we thank you for this, and thank you for our meeting today. Thank you for bringing the brothers and sisters in to the room, wherever they may be. Lord, I pray your hand and blessing be upon their life. Lord, be with them when they go out and when they come in. Give your traveling mercies always upon them. And I pray above all that their faith fails not. Lord, for this we ask in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Praying in the hope. yourself.